We're kind of getting through the brunt of that inclement weather. I know whenever we talked yesterday, there weren't any accidents from the first overnight period, but as it stands now, about noon on Wednesday, have we had many accidents that you guys have had to respond to?
No, I think we've only had one crash, and it actually was on Monday. I didn't have that at the point that we talked, but it was right at the beginning of all this on Monday at about 5:40 in the afternoon. And it looks like the report says that weather was a contributing factor. Vehicle slid across the center line and collided with another vehicle. So doesn't look like anybody was hurt, so that's good. But that looks like the only crash that we've had that was weather-related. And actually, we've had no crashes reported since. So that's a good sign that folks have chosen to stay off the roads while they were bad. And now that they're getting better, you know, I think more people are coming out. But I do think there's a possibility of some additional weather coming. I don't know that it's going to be anything that would accumulate, but I know I've read some reports that there might be some additional snow at some point, I guess this afternoon or tonight.
Yeah, the National Weather Service saying there's a chance of just a minimal amount coming down, so hopefully it won't throw things off too much. But during these times where you start seeing classes being canceled at UNC or at least delayed and all these other things, do those factors lead into some different types of calls? Does it throw off kind of a what would be a quote-unquote normal day for you guys?
No, I don't really think it does. We certainly, in times when, you know, when there's no school, would see, or when school has a break, we would see some increases in loud parties or things like that. But I'm looking at the bulletin for this week. You know, we've had a couple of loud noise complaints, you know, a loud music complaint on Macaulay Street, but it doesn't look like it's a number that would be higher than probably any average time period. I don't know that, you know, we didn't take a whole lot of calls during the weather event because people were staying in, and we had a couple of break-ins to vehicles that apparently happened during the bad weather, or at least were discovered shortly after the weather had passed. So not really anything unusual about them other than the fact that one of them had a car battery stolen from the car, which doesn't typically come up as a stolen item when a car gets broken into. So,
right.
But other than that, not really anything out of the ordinary.
Well, it sounds like everybody's handled themselves quite well from your perspective then, as from the police department, in terms of over the period that we have had a little bit of inclement weather out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we got through this one pretty unscathed. Certainly, since we've only had one crash that was attributed to the weather, I honestly, in the almost 12 years I've been here, I can't remember a time when that would be the case. So that surprised me. It's a pleasant surprise, a welcome surprise. So we're glad that people chose to heed the warnings of us and of the governor and other folks that said, you know, stay off the road, stay home during the event. And, you know, it leads to fewer issues with having to get your car fixed and things like that. I know I hit something on my way to work on Tuesday morning, so I got to get my car fixed. But some of us, like you and me and other emergency workers, have to go to work. But, you know, if you don't have to be there, we would encourage people to stay home.